ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. Reading from Canto 3, Chapter 19, entitled The Killing of the Demon Hiranyaksha, text number 38. Etan maha punyam alam pavitram. Etan maha punyam alam pavitram. Danyam yashasyam padam ayur asisham. ಪ್ರಾಣೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಂ ಯುಧಿ ಶೌರ್ಯವರ್ಧನಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂತ ಗತಿರಂಗ ಶೃಣ್ವತಂ ಏತಾನ್ ಮಹಾಪುಣ್ಯಮಲಂ ಪವಿತ್ರಂ ಧನ್ಯಂ ಯಶಸ್ಯಂ ಪದಂ ಅಯುರ್ ಅಶಿಷಂ ಪ್ರಾಣೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಂ ಯುಧಿ ಶೌರ್ಯವರ್ಧನಂ ನಾರಾಯಣೋನಂತ ಗತಿರ್ ಅಂಗ ಶೃಣ್ವತಂ. ವಾಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಏತಾದ್ ದಿಸ್ ನರೇಟಿವ್ ಮಹಾಪುಣ್ಯಂ ಕನ್ಫರಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಮೆರಿಟ್ ಅಲಾಂ ವೆರಿ Pavitram, sacred. Danyam, conferring wealth. Yashasyam, bearing fame. Padam, the respectable. The receptacle. Ayu, of longevity. Asisham, of the objects of one's desire. Prana, of the vital organs. Indriyanam, of the organs of action. Yudhi, on the field of battle. Saurya, the strength. Vardhanam, increasing. Narayanaha, Lord Narayana. Ante, at the end of life. Gatihi, shelter. Anga, O dear Saunaka. Shrinvatam, of those who listen. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. This most sacred narrative confers extraordinary merit, wealth, fame, longevity, and all the objects of one's desire. On the field of battle, it promotes the strength of one's vital organs and organs of action. One who listens to it at the last moment of his life is transferred to the supreme abode of the Lord. O dear Saunaka. Purport. Devotees are generally attracted by the narratives of the pastimes of the Lord, and even though they do not prosecute austerities or meditation, this very process of hearing attentively about the pastime of the Lord will endow them with innumerable benefits, such as wealth, fame, longevity, and other desirable aims of life. If one continues to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of narratives of the pastimes of the Lord, at the end of his life, one is sure to be transferred to the eternal transcendental abode of the Lord. Thus, hearers are benefited both ultimately and for as long as they are in the material world. That is, the supreme sublime service is to spare some time and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended 5 items of devotional service, namely to serve the devotees of the Lord, to chant Hare Krishna, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to worship the deity of the Lord, and to live in a place of pilgrimage. Just performing these five activities can deliver one from the miserable condition of material life. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the third canto, 19th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Killing of the Demon Hiranyaksha. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakya Shakshuran Maritam Ena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swamitramle Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachita Deshani Vanchakalpatari Vishya Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Paditanam Bhavanevya Vaishnavibhya Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaurav Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Just pardon me, just a replacement speaker for today. I'll try to get some from Srimad Bhagavatam for my purification. So here we have come to the end of this chapter, killing of demon Hiranyaksha. So here it is said in this and previous verse also, it gives a benediction of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially every week, since quite often in now and then in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are some benediction at the end of the chapter, like, you know, if you hear this narration, if you hear this pastime, you get some benefit actually. Here we can see how hearing is stressed, because the devotional, we see nine limbs of devotional service. The first limb of devotional service is hearing. So hearing attentively will actually get other limbs, it follows actually. And it is also said hearing is the first, say, like sense which we develop when we are in the womb, and also it is the last sense which we leave when we getting old. And other senses, if we can voluntarily, we can control. For example, if you don't want to eat something, you can, you know, control your, you know, close your mouth. If you don't want to smell, you can stop. You don't want to see, you can close your eyelids. Even if you don't want to have the touch sensation, you can put a jacket or shirt or anything, you know. But for hearing, there is no closing. You can't stop hearing as such, unless until you're going to put your fingers into the, you know, ears. But it is always open. And it is also said, you know, we have 2 ears and 1 mouth. So that means we have to listen twice as much as we speak. So it is also, you know, before we speak anything, we listen first. It is also said, a good listener is a good speaker. So if you listen, and that not only listening from anyone, here we say Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to listen from a proper source, from a bona fide source. So I was listening to Gopi Pranadana Prabhu, who is a Sanskrit scholar. He was telling this bona fide, where this word bona fide come from. So bona fide, he's saying, it was from the French. So bona fide means it is in good faith. In good faith, we listen from authority in good faith. And obviously, because the knowledge is coming from parampara, it has that purity, and also it has that unadulterated message of Krishna, which is very important, because that alone can penetrate the heart of the listener. We can, you know, Prabhupada also write in many of the occasion that one should not listen from the professional reciters, professional Bhagavatam reciters, and also not from Mayavad. Mahaprabhu said, if you hearing, you have to run, you have to close your ears and run. Either two things, either we can defeat, argue and defeat, or either we close your ears and then run. So when, of course, earlier we the first thing was ruled out. One is to defeat Mayavad, he has to be really scholar, and to get the, you know, he should be an instrument like Prabhupada. We can see from examples of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was presenting because he was an instrument of Krishna, so he can able to present that tattva, you know, to anyone. So the listening, hearing is so important. By just attentive hearing, we can get all the qualities. And here you say the benediction such as wealth, fame, longevity, desirable aims of life. So everything is coming. The listener, I was listening to one of the lectures of Satchinandan Swami Maharaj. So he was giving an analogy that there is a calf and a cow. And the calf is, you know, moving towards wherever the udder of the mother goes. And it is so concentrated, it is moving, you know, and is always want to have milk from the mother. So it is moving, you know, wherever the udder goes and following. So similarly, a listener should be like that. A listener should be like the calf, which is always, you know, wants to get the milk from the udder of mother. And it should be so attentive, and it should be grasping each and every word of the speaker. So that way, you know, the listening, attentive listening will develop, you know, all the good qualities in that person. And also by listening from a bona fide, you know, spiritual master and senior devotees, they can actually transform our heart. For example, earlier days when Prabhupada went to US, Prabhupada, we know from his, you know, he was not like, you know, proficient English speaker or something. People, you know, the accent was there, thick accent of Bengali accent was there. So, and the speaker, just by the consciousness and the purity, is transferred while communicating rather the language. We can see in material sphere there are erudite scholars, public speakers, great personalities. They can deliver, you know, message like anything. They can, you know, give a good presentation, and they have these techniques and tips and everything. But that is just a superficial one. Listen, you know, maybe, oh, okay, but that doesn't touch the heart of a person, of the listener. Because that purity, that consciousness is what matters. There was one session, seminar when I was working, that you can register for this course, like how to do PPT presentations. So he was giving, you know, tips and, you know, showing this, you have to do like this, you have to do. There are so many techniques, so many ways actually. You know, words, how many words you have to use, what picture you have to use, where you have to place your words, where you have to put the picture, and how to introduce. They have rule like 3-3-3. Like, you know, 3 lines, 3 words, and 3 in one slide, like that. So many are there. And how to speak. Because the speaking in public is the second fear, you know, if out of all fear. Is so they have this technique and, you know, knowledge, and they have these courses to how to present a mundane subject matter. But for a devotee, for a bona fide, coming from a bona fide sampradaya, Krishna actually gives word. And his purity and his consciousness is transferred to that word, even though he may not be a professional in speaking and, you know, good English or some know English just by reading Prabhupada books. Their original language, they don't know English. They are devotees who, you know, came in contact with Krishna consciousness, and they developed their English through reading Prabhupada books. So this communication, this language is just a superficial thing, but for a listener, he should be so attentive and milk. Earlier in Srimad Bhagavatam also said, the speaker is like the cow and the listener is like the milk person. You know, we have to be milking that speaker more and more for the nectar of Krishna consciousness. And the same analogy was given that all the Vedas, all the scriptures are like the, you know, cow, you know, I think the grass, the cow is like the which transform this grass to milk. Similarly, the essence is given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Gita Upanishad. That's the essence. And Arjuna is like the calf who is drinking this essence. So we can see how this hearing is so important in the life of a devotee. Especially for a practicing devotee, we have to continuously hear. Some or other, we have to hear the lectures and hear the glories of Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with the pastimes of Krishna, and by hearing, understanding the activities of Krishna, one is eligible to enter the spiritual world. So Prabhupada is giving, one is sure to be transferred to the eternal transcendental abode of the Lord. Because we know from Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma Karma Shame Divyam Yogam Eti Tattvata Tyakta Deham Puna Janma Netima Mitiso Arjuna. That one, by knowing the activities of Krishna, by giving up this body, Arjuna, one is eligible, one will enter into the abode of Krishna. So this understanding this narrative pastime helps us to meditate upon the pastime and also remember Krishna throughout our daily activities. So we have the whole rules and regulation in Krishna consciousness. There is one rule we have to follow, that we always remember Krishna. And one rule which we should do is we should not forget Krishna. That's all it sums to. If all the rules we put together, that should help us to remember Krishna more. And we have to leave the activities which are unfavorable, so that we have forgetting Krishna. Because the mechanism of the mind is very subtle. Because the senses are very powerful, like snakes. Just by hearing the name or the smell, or by coming in contact with our sense objects through the senses, it will project the subtle form in our mind. So we develop this subtle form in our mind, a projection first, by just having this input. The senses are like the input, and the mind is like the processor, which all the programs run. It's like the operating system, you can say. We have an operating system. So the mind is like that. So all this input, they get projected. So whenever you hear a subtle name, then the subtle form is projected in the mind. And after that, then all the thoughts which is connected to that, it comes. It related to that. And also all the desire which we experience in the mind level also comes. So then you slowly develop this momentum of rapid thoughts and also desire. Then you want to experience it. So when you want to experience it, then even you cannot discriminate anything good or bad, or you can't judge, then you want to act. So by acting on that, then obviously it creates a loop. By acting on this loop, then you segregate your likes and dislikes. For example, if you going and you hear or you see a pizza, someone is saying pizza, or you seeing something, then immediately all the memories, thoughts which is related to the pizza, everything comes in a projection, shape, size, smell. So everything is experiencing in the mind, even though our senses are just seeing it or taking input, but everything is experienced in the mind. And then we want to have, unless if you have an intelligence which is very strong and you can able to discriminate then and there what is good, then you can stop. But what happens when we stop it? It comes back with double the force. So when Bhagavad Gita, we said that the desires are like the rivers which is flowing into the ocean. If a person intelligent enough, the desires, he doesn't act upon it, just like the ocean. Even though the rivers are coming in, the ocean does not disturb because it's so deep and vast. Not the person who is just trying to find satisfaction by satisfying, you know, all these desires. So we have to see how by listening to this pastime, it helps us to get the thought of Krishna. It helps us to keep Krishna as a meditation, and also experience Krishna consciousness in our mind. So the beginning of devotional service is to spare some time and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source. So we have to some or other make our priority to hear and chant the glories of Krishna. So in Bhagavad Gita, in the universal form, Krishna is showing, and these all Kauravas and the Bhishma, Drona, everyone is rushing into the mouth of universal form. Initially Arjuna was very, his hairs are standing, and he was very excited, and slowly that face turned from excitement and very surprising to fear. Then his body trembling. Then he requests, I'm so scared, can you, because that section, we see all these Kauravas, Bhishma, all these Kaurava part, armies, they're rushing into the mouth of universal form, and their heads are smashed in the teeth of universal form. A very fearful form. And Krishna says, then Arjuna asks, what is this form? Can you explain? Then Krishna says, I am the time. I am the destroyer of everything. Time is an impersonal representation of Krishna. For an atheist, Krishna comes as death in the form of time and takes away. So if we can't able to spend some time, which is non-different, from Krishna, then obviously Krishna comes in a very fearful form as death. And also for devotees, we see, now we also work, we also do normal activities, we also do the same job, 8 hours job, but still we got so much time. We do 2 hours chanting. If we say someone in the morning, we get up at 4:30, then we have morning program, then we have 2 hours chanting, then we have class. They get surprised. How can you do it? How is it possible? It's not possible at all. Do you have 8th day or you have extra hours? Or they feel really surprised. Because for them, whole life, 12 hours sleeping. 10 to 12 hours, 50. So there was one, one person, if you live, so for example, 100 years, one's life. So 50 years is gone in sleep. Then in 12 hours, 8 hours work, so another, 30 years gone. Anyway, first 20 years you won't do anything. You will be playing and studying. And last, after 60, you are, functionally dead. So like that, if you reduce and it will be one day only. Then if you go and ask, but that person will say, that is my birthday, leave me alone. Then where is the time? All the time gone. One day, please come. No time. I'm so busy. I don't have time. So because they have this notion that this is not going to help me, spending time. What is it in for me? Rather I work for another half an hour, I'll get paid. Because they want to know their interest. That's where we have to present Krishna consciousness in such a way that they have that interest of benefit they are deriving. It is good because Krishna itself saying in Bhagavad Gita that four kinds of people that comes is either distress or, you know, want wealth or inquisitive or want to know knowledge. Some or other we connect and bring them. And people know, you know, different places we have. We have hospital, we have, you know, college. And if you ask, they know why they are going there. No one goes to college, you know, to get treatment or something. They know, they very well know that they are going to college because they want to study. They are going to the hospital because they want to get treated because they have disease. But only one place that they don't know why they are, you know, the whole purpose is temple. If you ask 10 people, they will say 10 reasons. If you ask first boy, he will say, you know, actually I have exam, so I came. Then second boy will say, I just gave my exam, so that's why I came. And third, you know, I'm waiting for the result. So everyone have every, you know, purpose, and no one has the proper understanding of what is, you know, actually they are searching for. And devotees make them their engagement. It is also said in Bhagavad Gita, like, we have to engage them without disturbing their material minds, somewhere in the service of Krishna. So just by engaging them in the service of Krishna, definitely they get some mercy. And obviously their level, their pious, their wet grass getting dried. The whole purpose is, you know, they have to get dried enough to get the bhakti fire blazing. And devotees, we have to fan that spark so that it is, you know, we increase the flame. Or we are helping them to understand their real position and to go back to Godhead. So one, listening Srimad Bhagavatam, Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. So verse is that the beginning of devotional spare time and listen to Bhagavatam from the right source. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommend 5 items of devotional service. So we know that is Vaishnava Seva, serving the devotees, chanting holy name, and to Bhagavat Seva, that is listening, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and to worship the deity of the Lord, and to live in the place of pilgrimage. So this hearing, so to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we know these 2 types of Bhagavat, book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat. So we have to hear from both. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are associating with Krishna. This is little esoteric. We heard that Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Every pages of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see the face of Krishna. May not be we are in that level to directly see the presence of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. But by listening to person Bhagavat, who is a representative of this book Bhagavat, we can able to get a glimpse of taste for Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this Srimad Bhagavatam is not for ordinary personalities. It is the hearing or the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam start from the person who is already liberated. The person who is liberated, they get attracted to the pastimes of Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are the Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, they are in a transcendental platform. For them, this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant, because that's what they get attracted. So we are struggling with, especially speaking to me, struggling with this senses and mind, not able to control, not still in the modes of material nature, still in the stringent laws of material nature, we can't able to understand the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this is Amala Puran, this is meant for people who are, you know, who are liberated. They get attracted. Sukhdev Goswami, he is a Brahman realized person. He don't want to come out of the womb because he know the condition of Kali Yuga. After he is coming out, he is just walking straight away. He is Brahman realized. But by Vyasdev giving, you know, reciting the two verses, one is glorifying the beauty of Krishna, how Krishna is decorated in the forest with the natural minerals and flowers, and yellow colored dhoti with the pitambar, with, you know, with peacock feather, that is attracted the beauty. And also he is singing the glory, the verse where Krishna given the highest position for a person who came to kill Krishna, Putana. So he is singing that glory, that attracted Sukhdev Goswami. Then he came back. And this Srimad Bhagavatam, whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami is reciting in ecstasy. That's where we see, you know, this stories are here and there, why is not chronological, or, you know, you should understand the speaker, and is the best speaking, perfected the life by speaking Srimad Bhagavatam is Sukhdev Goswami. We have these acharyas for these nine limbs. Hearing Parikshit Maharaj, he perfected his life just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days and night. By speaking the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami, and by hearing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, they both perfected. And not only that, when a speaker is speaking, the listener is benefiting, the speaker is also benefiting, and also the assembled devotee is also benefiting. So three things are happening: the speaker and the listener and the assembled devotees, everyone is benefited by this activity, and everyone can experience the ecstasy. We can really, one incident was that was in Vrindavan last year, and there were 5,500 devotees, and it was like a blanket of devotees, and there was speaker, Prabhupada disciples, was a disappearance day, and opposite we were actually in Govardhan. So all the senior devotees were Burjan Prabhu, Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, all the disciples, sannyasis, and everyone was there, and there's assembled devotees, and just opposite to Giriraj, Govardhan. So you are in Dham with assembled devotees hearing Krishna Katha from a pure devotees. What fortunate situation are you in? And you can be able to understand the atmosphere, the mood. Everyone is, you know, like ecstasy. And imagine all 5,500 are chanting, you know. It's a different vibration. So not only it's beneficial for the speaker or listener, but even to the living entities, and in different forms, and other peoples are benefiting by hearing to Srimad Bhagavatam. Just performing these five activities can deliver one from the miserable condition of material life. First, we have to be convinced that this material life is miserable. Then only we can able to make some arrangement to come out of this miserable life. So first we have to understand that we are in a sleep state, dream state. Someone is trying to wake us. We can only wake someone who is genuinely sleeping. So we have to see the proportion of, you know, disinterest in material life should, you know, proportionately increase our attraction to Krishna. So we can measure ourselves that how much we have, you know, attraction towards Krishna, at the same time how much we want to give this material life. And we have to check ourselves how much, you know, problems I'm undergoing just by one mistake. We have done only one mistake and we have to go through this circus. The one mistake is we just envied Krishna. One mistake we done, and now so much of life cycle, so much of lives we going again and again and repeatedly, and we are experiencing miseries everywhere. Adhyatmik, adhibautik, adhidevik, and old age, disease, problems after problem. But by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam or taking shelter of devotees, it is we don't have to suffer. Like we see from the devotee's life, from Kunti Maharani prayers, from Brahma prayers to Krishna, even Srila Prabhupada. Whenever difficulties come, they are taking more shelter of Krishna. Rather, they are using any other alternatives. Earlier, they said, some verses back, we see the life of Gajendra. Gajendra was a big elephant. He was a king of elephant with his full entourage. He was singing, Prabhupada writes in one of the purport, he was singing filmy songs. He was singing filmy songs and enjoying, you know, like a normal, you know, like a outing picnic. And he was going. He never expected the crocodile. Similarly, we don't expect in our life some problems will come. It comes like, you know, like a crocodile. It catches. It fight went for so many years. Not one day, 2 day fight. Initially, he was trying his ability. He was trying his strength. And he was trying to get help from his relatives, from families, from others, whoever is there. He's trying his best. Nothing working out. At the end, he, you know, remembered the prayers and then he asked for Vishnu. So, we also sometime trying to plan and use our intelligence, use our material wealth, our fame to solve a particular problem, but doesn't work like that. It could be a temporary patch, but does it come back? The cause of one thing we can understand, the cause of all causes we know is Krishna. Anything is happening, anything is coming to us, the original cause is Krishna. Without his sanction or without his permission, nothing going to happen. And the solution also we know, surrender to Krishna. So the cause is also Krishna and the solution is also Krishna. Now then why in the middle we are trying so many things? We surrender to Krishna. We understand that it is coming from Krishna as a test or a token of mercy or in whatever way it is good for us. And just by surrendering Krishna we overcome that. But due to association of this material world, we have this so much of coverings and so much of thoughts and ideas are popping. We are trying to experiment that. Okay, I'll stop here. We'll check if any correction, comments, question. Yes, sir. For a devotee, these are all byproducts. For a devotee, liberation is standing with folded hands. Of course, a pure devotee. Because for a devotee, a pure devotee, this thing is not, you know, he wants to be with Krishna and love Krishna. That is his goal. Want to please Krishna. By chanting and by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, they will have benefit. Everyone will have benefit. For example, we know from the pastime of Ajamil. Ajamil, even though he was initially a Brahmana, by the contamination, he was not properly practicing any type of spiritual or ritual in, you know. But by chanting Narayana in a proper mood and intention with wholehearted, even though he was not addressing Narayana, the Supreme Person, he was calling his son. But that desperate calling, the desperate mood and intention made him to get that second chance. So similarly, for devotees, we have to have that intention and proper attitude in reading Srimad Bhagavatam and, you know, hearing, chanting, everything. Reciting professional Bhagavatas, you know, they are making business out of it. And what type of transformation people get, or by hearing, what is the benefit or what is the goal? No one, they will be like as it is. Even the material desires remains the same. You might know the story. Yeah, many people know, you know, the stories of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. But what is the point? There are 700 versions of Bhagavad Gita. There are commentaries by different people on Bhagavatam also, maybe. But that doesn't, you know, do anything in their heart. So the approach is, they have the symptomatical approach, that they just, any problem, anything, they just cover up by doing, for example, if they go some problem, they would say, read this section or read this, do this vastu, do the numerology, Ayurveda, this, astrology, so many things you read. So they read. But, yeah, sorry, bro.
Anybody who reads, listens to Bhagavatam from a professional reciter goes to hell. Professional who recites it goes to hell, and professional who listens also goes to hell. This is in a matter of emotion. It's just like milk. Bhagavatam,
yeah. Effect.
So, should be very careful when you listen to it.
Yeah.
If you listen to somebody that you read Bhagavatam, you ask for forgiveness. That's how you overcome that offense. It's one of the offenses to the holy name.
You know, in Prabhupada tell in that tape, he gives the explanation for holy name. Correct.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's better to listen to a kirtan out of tune from some devotee than for somebody who is sung very nicely in another
devotee. What happens now in Vaimisharana, still it is there, and people go and they say in the same way as this Shuddha Goswami narrative, the same way it happens till now?
Till now? I don't know. I've never been to the place there. You can recite at your home. You don't have to basically go there.
This place is still there?
Yeah, it's there, yeah. Yeah. Banks of Saraswati, right? Saraswati, yeah. Banks of Naimisharanya?
Kanpur.
Kanpur.
So if you do the Navdeep Parikrama, you go to this place.
What happened?
is not different from Vrindavan. Yeah, if they say, for example, in South India, we have this Velukudi Krishna. He is coming from Sri Sampradaya. But many people have got that, even they listen from that and they have taken initiation from ISKCON. So when you say bona fide Sampradaya, we are not addressing only our chain. Even someone, you know, from Vallabh Sampradaya or Sri Sampradaya or Rudra Sampradaya, they are also bona fide. Because they all are, you know, representing the same master in a different way. And even sometimes... to get the 10th can, I think they use Madhvacharya's, you know, from that Sampradaya also we use the notes I've listened to. And also for the Vedic cosmology and research, they're using from the other Sampradaya because they're given more explanation. When we say bona fide listening, somehow or other they have connected to the parampara. So for example, may not be officially connected, but they're still in the process. So, practicing and representing the same tattva, that means representing without any deviation or without any adulteration, presenting the same truth, what Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod, everyone is giving. So, that one, they ask the conclusion and the Siddhanta, the tattva, everything they're presenting in the same way. Could be there could be sometime, you know, there could be deviation as well. So we also have this 3-point check. So we have this guru, sadhu and shastra. So we read and, you know, and by listening to that bona fide, then we are able to get that mercy of Krishna through that bona fide sampradaya. We are actually connecting, you know, like connecting to that supply. So if someone is from different sampradaya but presenting the tattva, yeah, we can listen. For us, for followers of Rupa Goswami coming in Srila Prabhupada, we have our books and things like that. We have our, so it's recommended we read all these books, then we take shiksha from other sampradayas. That is recommended. If someone wants to go deep in particular subject matter, we may not have that commentaries or, you know, purport. So we can use other sampradaya, getting the permission from senior devotees and spiritual master. Is that answering the question? Yeah.
That's only for the high level
devotees. Yeah, for high level devotees. That is,
It's not recommended. Because the moon.
Parents speak Hindi? Hindi?
Yeah, they speak Hindi.
Give Radha Govind Maharaj. Give some lectures of Radha Govind Maharaj. They will be... That's where the South India, what the speaker which I mentioned, he comes every day in the TV. TV is his own guru, like one night guru. They're ready to accept the authority as TV. They're sad, but yeah, that is, I understand, because there's particular endeavor we have to make, listen, you know, to listen from, you know, whatever CD or MP3 or whatever. And in India, you know, it's a little difficult unless until we give them. But TV means if they switch on, they have to tell the time, this time to this time, then they can. Yeah, that is there. Okay, stop here. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.